Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 65, stanzas 1 through 4. Grace and truth shall mark the way where the Lord his own will lead, if his word they still obey and his testimonies heed. 1 through 4 of Psalter number 65.
Scripture reading for this morning can be found in the Gospel according to Mark and thereof chapter 10, beginning with verse 35 to the end. But first we read the law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. We repeat Mark 10, beginning with verse 35. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, Ye know that they which are accounted, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wind by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Thus far.
We hope to remember in prayer this morning Mr. Pete de Kock, whose sister passed away this past week in the Netherlands. And let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and all-governing God of heaven and of earth, and we may be brought together in thy house in this morning hour, when in an unexpected way thou bringest us in the midst of our own flock in this morning. Lord, that is all in the way of thy own providence, and thou knowest the end whereto that thou dost govern all things. Lord, could it please thee to give us a good day to gather in thy house of prayer. Oh, that we may experience much of thy presence and thy nearness and thy Holy Spirit among us to bring and to hear thy word. And also when many are not able in this morning to come up, wilt thou be with them in their places in this thy holy day. But that there may be a desire in the heart of each and every one of us, that on this thy day we may receive a blessing out of thy heavenly store, and that thy Spirit's work may be evident in our midst and in our hearts, and that thy church may be builded up in the days in which we do live with our children. Oh, do give that our hearts might burn with longing and desire, as it was in the heart of thy servant, when his heart did pant for thee, as the hart panteth for the water brooks. Lord, then thou knowest all the circumstances of the hearts of each and every one of us. By nature there is deadness and coldness. By nature there is no desire. By nature then it is all that is in this world that our hearts do seek after. We need to be born again. And we need to receive life from the dead. And thy church also needs the same by renewal. Could it please thee to look upon the children and the youth and the parents and the old together? Lord, convert us unto thee while it is still called today, that again thy Sabbath day may take place in this world is only out of thy long-suffering mercies. But we need also thy blessing upon thy word and thy church, and they also stand in need of it by renewal. Oh, could it please thee then to remember them in this day, those that do long for a blessing out of thy heavenly store. Oh, that thou may feed their souls, and that thou may give, and that it may be good to be together in thy house, and that thou may give, and that thy church also, that can be in such a wayward manner in this world, as we have read it also of thy disciples. And they are looking to sit on the right and on the left hand. Lord, may thou forgive all of our many sins. And we need to be washed and to be cleansed by thee and to be forgiven by thee. Oh, we need thy only begotten Son. And we need him for the first time, and we need him by renewal again and again. Oh, that thou may instruct each and every one of us and of thy true people, and give them a blessing that the meek might eat and be satisfied in thy house of prayer. Do remember all the afflicted and the sick ones. Look upon those that have become old also. Him that has lost a sister in the week that is gone by, and that he remains now the last one in his family. Lord, may thou uphold and strengthen him with his wife also in all the declining of their years, and in that decision also that they have made, that they will go into that nursing home. Lord, may thou go with them to that place. Could it please thee to give them to experience something of thy nearness and thy presence, and that thou may grant help from above in the move that must take place. And Lord, strengthen them in the climbing of their years, and all those that do become old and ailing in this life, wilt thou supply for all the needy and all the sick that suffer also from serious diseases. Oh, remember him also in our midst that may come up from week to week, but thou knowest what he carries about with him in the body. Oh, Lord, could it please thee to look upon him and to supply for him with his wife together. And oh, do teach us all together to number our days, to apply our hearts unto wisdom, and that it could be that in this day thy blessing may rest upon thy word for them and all of us together. Oh, give to us wisdom in the bringing of thy word, help and also strength for the body. Take away all that does hinder, of which thou knowest, and could it please thee to grant thy presence in our midst, forgiving all that is sinful, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 240, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Lord, the God of my salvation, a day and night I cry to thee. Let my prayer now find acceptance in thy mercy. Answer me. And what follows in 1, 2, and 3 of 240, and we announce that there will be an English midweek service in Lethbridge on Thursday, January 13 at 7:30 p.m. Thank you. Congregation, our text for this morning hour can be found in that portion of God's Word which was read to you, Mark 10, and thereof the 52nd verse and the context out of which it comes. Mark 10, verse 52. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, and thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. So far the words of our text. Blind Bartimaeus, cured by Jesus. First, an earnest cry. Second, a hearing ear. And third, a willing heart. Blind Bartimaeus, cured by Jesus. First, an earnest cry. Second, a hearing ear. And third, a willing heart. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Who is that congregation? That is Bartimaeus. That is, we read the son of Timaeus. Timaeus meaning honorable. But how very low a condition this man has now come in, because he is not able to see. And thus, he is no longer able to earn his daily bread, and he must go about as a beggar in this world. And as such, he is also a picture of you and me. Because our Father was also honorable, so he was created. So we have been made in this world, but we have brought ourselves into such a low condition that to earn anything has now become completely beyond our capability. This blindness of Bartimaeus that may be written in the Word of God for our instruction. And it is written in the Word of God as a picture also of the blindness of you and of me. We do not know if Bartimaeus was born blind or not. But there comes a time that Bartimaeus realizes that he is blind. No one needed actually to tell Bartimaeus this thing. And why not? Because Bartimaeus, in the coming of his age, then he may realize that blindness by the very existence of his own eyes. That he had those eyes, and that those eyes, they were given unto him for a purpose, but that those eyes had no more a function. Thus, he misses something. And what does he miss? He misses that whole life of seeing, boys and girls. You may see, he may not see. And that is a whole life. That is a whole world. We may have that whole life, that whole world of hearing. How different would our life be if that would be cut off? How different would our life be had our eyesight also been cut off? Thus he misses that whole life. He knows nothing of that life if that indeed he was born blind, except for those things that other persons in this world, they may say to him, they may tell him what now that life was about. And how glorious a thing that is to be able to use our eyes so that for this Bartimaeus comes to mourn. That it becomes for Bartimaeus a burden. Congregation, do you also miss a life? Is there also a world that others may speak to you of, that you say, I have never seen anything of that whole world, that spiritual world, that you say that is a life that is so completely foreign to me, that I have never had one sight, that I have never had any insight into that life? By nature, we are blind. We are blind to God. We are blind to His existence. We are blind to His goodness. We are blind to His kindness. We are blind to His long-suffering. We are blind to His majesty. We are blind to His justice. We are blind to His holiness. We are blind to His righteousness. We are blind to God. And we are blind to ourselves. And we do not know what our original relation was to God. We are blind to our fall. We are blind to what our relationship is now, today, also with God. By nature, we know we miss something. That is with all of us. Then we begin to come to years, and we can see that throughout all the world. That man knows that he misses something. No one need tell him anything of that. And why not? Because we were created spiritual creatures. We were created actually to worship. We were created creatures that would bow ourselves before God. But now we live in a dark world. We live in a world wherein we can see nothing of who He is. We live in a world that is completely without light until the Lord shows it to us. Until the Lord brings the revelation of His word. And until the Lord will open unto us who He is. That we cannot see in all the creation. And not only so, but until the Lord will also bring this within our hearts by His Spirit. Because knowledge is one thing. Of our blindness, that we have all heard over and over again. But it is another thing for that blindness to become a burden. Oh, has that blindness ever become a burden to you? that you say, I am unconverted. That is now the way that I go over this world. That I am without God in this world. That I am traveling, I know, to my judgment seat because my conscience does tell me that I am an accountable creature. And that I have to give an answer for everything in thought, word, and deed. That I go over this world not knowing that judge. That I go over this world unreconciled unto God. Oh, did you ever begin to desire that life that you miss? That others may speak of, wherein they may receive light, that light into those spiritual things that you say that you have to miss. Oh, does your heart long that you also may be given light into those matters? And yet, when a man's eyes go open to see how blind that he is, and when a man's eyes go open that he may begin to desire that other life, then still then he sees how blind he is to that way of salvation. Oh, how am I now able to receive it? But Bartimaeus, surely you have heard of the Lord Jesus. Yes, indeed, we can hear that later. That Bartimaeus indeed has heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is likely that this, what is taking place here, has taken place after that the Lord Jesus has cured that man that was born blind. And when Bartimaeus has heard of this, then probably he has received a little hope that maybe that would be possible also for him. Well, at least in that it is taking place in this world, that a man, he may receive his sight again. Maybe a little hope, but that Jesus, he is actually so far away. And the chances that the Lord Jesus would now come in my way, they are so remote. Oh, there is a people, congregation, that they have heard of the Lord Jesus. We can read in God's word, through the lattice of his word. That is, as it were, so faintly, that it is, as it were, so far away, and yet there is something. Yet there is something that they are not able to explain, yet there is some a kind of a small hope that is born in their heart. Oh, there is only one that can make it happen. That is not Bartimaeus. No, if the Lord Jesus ever would come my way, then it would have to be from his side. Because from my side there is nothing and that I am able to do. Oh, is there a people whose heart goes out after the Lord with hungerings and with thirstings and with longings in your soul that you understand what it means to miss him? Has that become also a burden in your life? But do you not know how that it is possible that you can be saved? Oh, sure. Oh, sure you have heard of the Lord Jesus all your life long, but then you say, oh, that is not for me. Actually, that is for other persons in this world. That is for other persons in the church. And yet, where do you find that people sitting? You find that people sitting in the way. And just like Bartimaeus. You find that people sitting in that place where the Lord Jesus would come. He desired to come. You find that people sitting in that place where the Lord Jesus would pass by if he desired to pass by. You find that people sitting in that public place. You find that people sitting in that house of the Lord. There they are waiting. There they are waiting for what? They are waiting for something from the side of the Lord. All they may try to use those means, yes, but that impossibility for that blessing. And it seems sometimes like it will never come. It seems sometimes as if the Lord does not hear. It seems sometimes like it takes so long, and yet they remain there. And yet they do not go away. And why don't they go away? To whom else shall they go? O Lord, thou alone hast the words of eternal life. And so they sit there. And they say, who can tell? And one day Bartimaeus' children, he is sitting there. And then he hears something. He hears a multitude. He hears a noise. He hears that there are people coming. There is a crowd of people. And he begins to inquire. And then what do they say? They say, Jesus of Nazareth, he is coming. Oh, what do you think happened in the heart of that man in that moment? Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Oh, Jesus of Nazareth, he is now coming his way. What do you think happened in the heart of that man in that moment? Oh, in that moment, it becomes so personal for that man, does it not? Does it not change in his life? Or is there not something in his life that was not before? Something and that becomes so personal that before was so far away. Oh, that faint hope that there may have been, but that was always for others, that was never for me, and now. And now all of a sudden, and then that hope, oh, the possibility, no, it is not done yet, but only the possibility that it would not be only for my neighbor now, but that this day, that it also may be for me. Oh, can you understand that his heart that begins to burn with a new fervor? We read of the bride that she is speaking to the daughters of Jerusalem about her beloved. And that she says, he is white and he is ruddy. And when those daughters of Jerusalem hear of him, and then their heart begins to burn. And then they begin to ask that bride, whither is thy beloved gone? That we may seek him with thee. Also, we find it here. What now happens? what now happens that was not before. But we begin to hear a cry. This Bartimaeus, he begins to cry as he has never cried before. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, the cry is born. A cry is born to whom? A cry is born to the Son of God. A cry is born to the only begotten of the Father. A cry is born to him who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. For the first time in his life, was that cry ever born in your heart? Oh, not only a cry to God, but a cry also to the Son. A cry to him who has made that way. It is a cry of faith. You say, what kind of faith? It is a miraculous faith. Yes, it is more than a miraculous faith. What did that crowd say? He says, what is it? Who is it? It is, they say, Jesus of Nazareth. Then that man begins to cry. What does he say, children? Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me. Is that right? No. No, he says, different than that crowd. He says, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Thus, oh, he sees more than a crowd. Oh, he cries out of a living faith in the power of that Son of God. Oh, he believes that it is the Messiah. He believes that it is he who is sent of the Father. He believes that it is he who was to come. It is a cry of faith. It is a cry of mercy. It is a cry for mercy from one who is miserable, who is undeserving. Does a cry, such a cry also come from your heart? It is a cry that comes not once. It is a cry that it goes through many trials. It is a cry that is going over and over again, because the Lord Jesus, he does not answer this man immediately. Now the thief has what he wants quickly, but he does not take it in a legal way. He does not receive it. Therefore, one day he will have to give it back. And therefore, the Lord, he says to his church, though it tarry, wait for it. Oh, that widow, she cried day and night unto that unjust judge. And shall not God avenge his own elect? That cry day and night unto him, it is a cry of faith. It is a cry for mercy. It is a cry that goes through many trials. And we read also that there are some who try to silence his voice. Many charged him, we read, to hold his peace. Do they do that to you too? Do they charge you to hold your peace? They charge him. That is actually a strong word. They rebuke him. They threaten him because he is making such a commotion among this crowd. And with his cry, they say, Bartimaeus, stop your crying. They do not understand. They do not understand this Bartimaeus. Why? Because it is a people that do not know that same misery of Bartimaeus. That is a people who have no need. Why do they follow the Lord Jesus? They follow the Lord Jesus because they are curious. They follow the Lord Jesus because they want to see his miracles. They follow the Lord Jesus because they want to eat of the bread. And do you know what he remains to them? Jesus of Nazareth. Is there not a great difference? Then we have a man in his need. Then we have a man in his blindness. Then what does the Lord give him to see? The Lord gives him to cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And because of that need, the crying does not stop. And though the Lord Jesus is not answering him right away, but it is going on. And it is going on. And that cry that is becoming more urgent. Why? Because there is only one opportunity. Because time goes on. And the opportunity goes on. And the Lord Jesus goes on. And if there is no curing now, then that opportunity is soon going to be finished. And it is going to be gone altogether. And therefore we're reading the word of God that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. And the violent take it by force. Are they also found in our midst? That the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. Do you know that life of Bartimaeus? Do they tell you that too? To hold your peace? Do they say that to you too? You cannot be converted. Because your guilt that is as high as the heaven. And there is not sufficient blood to take away all of your iniquity. Oh, do those voices also threaten you? And do they say to you, the root is too corrupt? You are too polluted. And there is no way anymore that it is possible to change such a heart as your heart. Oh, they charged him to hold his peace. Do they do that to you too? They say you are only looking for the benefits. You're a big hypocrite. And why should the Lord look now upon such a one as you are? Maybe they say you are too old. You have your whole life served the world. Now you say you want the Lord. And the Lord said to serve him and to seek him in your youth. And you refused. And now you might as well not cry anymore. And they charged him to hold his peace. Oh, Satan. He would like to do nothing more than to keep a man away from that throne of grace. What did the Lord Jesus say to the Pharisees? He said, woe unto you. Because you shut the gate of heaven against men. You don't go in yourself. Those that would enter, you would suffer not to enter. They are voices, congregation, that do not come from above. No, those are voices, they come all from beneath. They are earthly, they are sensual, they are devilish. But how low that they can bring a man, even into a slough of despond. But where there is grace, then a man, he is striving all the more toward the side of that wicked gate. Or is that also in our midst? Lord, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And what will be the outcome? What will they receive? We see that in our second thought, a hearing ear. And Jesus stood still. Is that not a wonder? And Jesus stood still. He heard him. Oh, how is that possible? Have we not, congregation, shut heaven against ourselves and our father Adam? Or was that not so? That on that day that we had sinned, we were sent out of the garden. Was that not so that the Lord has placed there an angel with a flaming sword that has turned every way to keep that way of that tree of life? And now we read here, and Jesus stood still. How is that possible? Oh, is that not a testimony of his work? Is that not a testimony of that which he came to do? To descend from that holy place in a way of humility, to be born children in that stable. And to go that way of suffering, even unto that cross, where he will cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And, oh, then it will be that the ear of his father that will be shut against him. Why? That the ear may be opened unto that cry of Bartimaeus. And that he may teach that people to come boldly unto that throne of grace, that they might find grace to help in time of need. The people, they thought Bartimaeus was too bold. And they charged him to hold their peace. Do they do that to you too? But the Lord Jesus, he did not think that Bartimaeus was too bold. No, we read, and Jesus stood still. Oh, it was music, as it were, in the ears of the Lord Jesus. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Is he different? Tell me, children. Is he different today? Or is that the same Jesus who is living in heaven? And what do we read in the Word of God? There is joy. There is joy in heaven over one sinner that repented. Oh, is it not so that also today that he is standing still? That he is standing still when there is a cry that is coming up unto his ears from those that are laying in a misery in this world. And I think that he does not hear. And the many voices that come that say, you may stop now your crying. And Jesus stood still. He hears the needy congregation when they cry. And you know what we read here? And he commanded him to be called. So he sends his servants. And he sends them into the highways to call the poor and the maimed and the blind and the halt, to compel them to come in. What does Bartimaeus receive? And he commanded him, we read, to be called. Thus, Bartimaeus, he receives a special invitation. He receives a personal invitation from the Lord Jesus Christ, that he may come to him. That was not to everyone else, but it was to Bartimaeus. And he commanded him to be called. Oh, did the Lord ever call you, that you may come also into his presence? Does the Lord do that today? How does the Lord do that today? To give an application, a personal application to his word. How does the Lord do that? Do you know that, young people? He does that this way. He makes you into a Bartimaeus. He makes you into a Bartimaeus. That you will find yourself in this man. And so completely in that man, in reality, that you say, that is me. And then the word that comes to Bartimaeus is a word that comes to you. And then the Lord speaks that word. And that word that comes with power into your own soul. Oh, then the Lord, he is so fitting. Oh, then the word of the Lord, that is so suitable, so blessedly suitable for your own soul and for your own case. Oh, Bartimaeus, he receives a blessed message. What is that message? That is, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. Oh, is that not a blessed work of those people who get to bring that message to that Bartimaeus? And is that not a blessed work of his servants that may bring such a message to his people? And I may say, comfort ye, my people. Saith the Lord, no, it is not for everyone. No, but it is a message of comfort for a Bartimaeus. It is a message of comfort for those who mourn. It is a message of comfort for the needy when they cry. And then they may show Bartimaeus the way to the Lord Jesus. And then it is their task to take the people by the hand and to lead them to the Lord Jesus and to show them the way. It is the way of repentance. It is the way of confession of sin. It is the way of bowing. It is the way of submitting under my righteous punishment. And then they may say to their people, oh, he is not come to call the righteous, no, but sinners to repentance. He has come to seek and to save that which is lost. He sits and he eats with publicans and with sinners. And so Bartimaeus comes to Jesus. How does he get there? You ask him, children. Ask him how he got there. Ask him, young people. Ask him how he got to the Lord Jesus. What will he say? He'll say, I don't know. I don't know. Because I was blind. And I could not see the way. And I could not take one step. I could not put one step toward in front of the other to go to him. But I was led there. The Lord brought me there. The Lord gave me to come there. And then I was there. And then I was there. Or read Bunyan says, Goodwill gave him a pull. No, that was not his work. That was the work of the Lord. And then that people, they find themselves there. They find themselves at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, blessed place. And then what happens? The Lord Jesus, he asked Bartimaeus a question. He says, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? Did the Lord Jesus not know? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Lord Jesus knew everything. But he will draw it out of him. He will bring that people to his feet. He will give them a place at his footstool. And then he will draw out of them everything that is living in their hearts. Then he says to them, Oh, my dove, let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. And then Bartimaeus, he may receive a place, blessed place at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. May you ever receive that place, special place. So I pray, yes. Yes, we pray. Here was a special place. Bartimaeus, when he was by the wayside, he prayed too. And he cried. But there was a great difference now. And what was the great difference? Now he knows. Now he knows. In this moment, he knows that he is heard. Oh, the Lord Jesus gives him freedom. The Lord Jesus gives him opening that he is permitted to lay all his needs and his cares at the feet of this hearing ear. And when the Lord Jesus gives that people opening and liberty, then he gives faith in their heart. Faith in their heart that the Lord Jesus is also going to answer them. What does David say? The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. That is the place that Bartimaeus may now receive, may ever receive that place. What is he going to experience? And he's going to experience, as we see in our last thought, a willing heart. Let us sing. Psalter number 12, 1, 3, and 4. Lord, rebuke me not in anger. Chasten sore I waste away. Pity my distress and hear me. Lord, how long wilt thou delay? 1, 3, and 4 of Psalter number 12. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And Jesus said unto him, What does the Lord Jesus do? He speaks to him. That is what we need, congregation, that the Lord speaks to us. What does that mean, that he speaks? Well, what did the Lord Jesus say? The Lord Jesus said, Go thy way. How is that possible, children? How is that possible that Bartimaeus will go his way? Because Bartimaeus is blind. Or if it was the word of men, then it would not be possible. Because men can say what they will, but men are not able to cure us from our wretchedness and from our misery. Or are they able? When they are able, and they can make us feel better, and when we have a good opinion of God's people, and when we have a good opinion of the minister and the consistory and the elders, and then we can go on. And we never knew our misery, and never needed to be delivered from our misery. People cannot help this man. People can say, Go thy way. And then he cannot go his way. But this is not the word of man. This is the word of God. And when God speaks, when the Lord Jesus speaks, then it is so different than when man speaks. Why? Because out of his mouth goes words. But Solomon says, where the word of a king is, there is power. What do we read of the Jews? How was his word different from all the words of the scribes and the Pharisees? They said, his word is with power. That is the power that is experienced in the life of the people to whom he speaks. Something takes place when he speaks. He does not only speak, but he also at the same time heals. Thus he says, Go thy way. But at the same time, he heals his blindness. At the same time, light enters into his eyes. At the same time, all of the darkness flees away. What does the apostle say? All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It is no different today. No different today, because he has not changed, and that people have not changed. That faith that is the eye of the soul, and that faith that is given to see, and that faith is given to believe, to receive. And upon the opening of his eyes, what does Bartimaeus see? He sees the Lord Jesus. All before he heard of him, and now he sees him. Oh, congregation, what blessed, blessed views. The Lord does not open of his only begotten Son upon the opening of their eyes. Oh, views of him that they have never seen before. Have they had views? Yes. Oh, they have had views. They've had views of the majesty of God. They have had views of his demanding justice, of his righteousness. Or they have had views of the holiness of his law. They have had views of the wrath of God that was lying upon them. And now the Lord opens their eyes. And now the Lord gives to them blessed views. Blessed views of his only begotten Son. Blessed views of the greatness of his mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that especially to such as I am. Oh, blessed views of his dying love. Oh, the love of Christ that passeth all understanding, that he gave himself to be a propitiation for our sins, that he gave himself to be a sacrifice unto his Father, that he may put away the sin of his people. All blessed views, views of the freeness of the grace of the Son of God. To those who are so unworthy, to publicans, to sinners, that they may see his grace as wide as the ocean. What a wonder for that people. For the poor, for the blind, for the wretched, for the miserable beggar, to humble him in the dust of self-abasement. Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. What has made him whole? Did faith make him whole? Or did Jesus make him whole? You say Jesus made him whole. That is right. Why does the Lord Jesus say that? Thy faith hath made thee whole. Because faith, that is the means whereby he has received that great blessing. And that is not a faith that is now attributed to the Lord. No faith, we read in the Word of God, is a gift of God. And therefore the Lord Jesus says, thy faith. When the Lord gives to someone a gift, then it is his. Then we do not read in the Word of God that is God's faith, but it is given unto the people. Then it is their own, attributed unto them, though the exercise of that faith remains his gift. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And then, when that faith is in exercise, what does Bartimaeus want to do? What do we read? We read, immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. The Lord Jesus, he says, go thy way. And what does Bartimaeus do? He follows Jesus in the way. No, he does not end with the benefits. And when it is right, it is so with that people. But then they cannot miss that benefactor. Oh, we read of that man. He had a legion of devils. The Lord Jesus cast them out. And what did he want? He wanted to be with Jesus. Or what do we read of the bride? That she found him, and then we read, she would not let him go. That is a people. They desired to be administered daily out of the fullness of the Lord and followed Jesus in the way. And what was the way he was going? It was a way of suffering. It was a way of self-denial. It was a way of taking up his cross. It was a way of shame in this world. It was the way of death. But there are times in the life of the people, all times in the life of the people, when faith may be in exercise, and when that new man, he may have the upper hand, oh, they are so willing to follow him in that way. Then it is not hard to follow, because then the heart that is so full of thanksgiving, if only it remained that way. But one day, that heart that will burst out in thanksgiving unto God And then there will be no more way of suffering. But congregation, the Lord is leading that people to glorify himself. He is jealous of his honor. That is the purpose of his redemption. And what is the first step? Can you tell me now, young people, what is now the first step? What is now the beginning? Because we could go with Bartimaeus a little ways, but what is now the beginning? That is the knowledge of his blindness. Not only the knowledge of that blindness, but that blindness is a burden. Or is that beginning also? Is that beginning, as it was with Bartimaeus, also living in your heart? What did the Lord Jesus ask Bartimaeus? Oh, he asked him, "What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee?" Thee, that is a word that is singular. That is not plural like you, that is all of you maybe, but thee. Or how would it be when the Lord Jesus, he would ask that of us, of you, of me, "What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee?" There was a people standing there, a crowd standing there. They would not know how to answer him. And then there was this man. And Bartimaeus knew what to say, because there was a need. "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And how would it be for you? Is there need for him? Do you have work for him? If he would ask you, "What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee?" Do you say, "Lord, I have eyes that need to be opened. Lord, I have sin that needs to be forgiven. I have corruption that needs to be washed away. What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee?" There is a blessed, blessed suitability found in the Lord Jesus Christ for a miserable sinner. And there is sufficient grace found in him for all those that have to say, "Of whom I am the chief." But what did Mary sing? She says, "The hungry, yes, filled with good things, but the rich, yes, sent empty away." Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, show to us our misery. Oh, it was just a few words, Lord, but it is a picture for us. Oh, could it be that there may be such Bartimaeuses in our midst that to cry, that to wait, that are sitting by the wayside. Oh, Lord, they are waiting maybe for so many years. Oh, could it please thee to come by and to give their hearts to cry, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Oh, that the possibility, Lord, may go open, and that the cry may go out to thee, and that they may learn and live to tell of thy wonders. Bless thy word. Bring us safely to our homes. Forgive our many sins and bring us with desire and ability in thy house again in this afternoon hour. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter number 92, stanzas. We'll sing just stanzas 2 and 3. "Ashamed, confounded, let them be who seek my ruin and disgrace. Oh, let thy angel fight for me. and drive my foes before his face. 2 and 3 of Psalter 92. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee. and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Blessing.